Good morning, everyone. We're glad to have you with us today. Appreciate so much your being here. If you're visiting, we're really glad to see you. And those of you who are in our assembly this morning who've not been able to be here for some time, it's certainly good to see you again. And it's handed to me by Jerry Skowski. He wants me to read this to you. As you know, he lost his wonderful wife and Mary. We just miss her already and know he does too. I would like to thank all the brothers and sisters in Christ, the O'Neill Church of Christ, for all the food cards, gift cards, but most of all for the prayers. While Mary was fighting her cancer, I'd also like to thank you for all the flowers for her, their funeral. I know she will be greatly missed, but she is in a better place now. She will always be in my heart. Once again, I thank you all for everything. Christian love, Jerry Skowski. Jerry, you have our deepest sympathy, and God bless you, brother. Certainly good to see you today, and today is the 4th of July when Ann and I were coming over. She said, "Are you sure?" And I said, "I'm sure of that. It's July the 4th. And guess what? Last night before we went to sleep over Mid-City, right across from where our apartment is, boy, they had an outstanding... it was really a celebration in fireworks. I could stay right there at the house and look over and see all of it just about. And we really did. Do y'all like fireworks? I sure do. And I know I've got a grandson that loves it too. And I hope that you'll have a wonderful 4th of July. But I want today to talk with you about something that's so important to your soul and mind. When we talk about in this country in which we live, it's a wonderful thing for us to stand, salute the flag, and bless, ask God to bless America. But I want you to know that I'm going to be spending my time today trying to get us all to realize what a wonderful thing it is to be free in Jesus Christ. Why, as we had read for us in Galatians 5 and verse 1, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not again entangled with the yoke of bondage. Do what Paul said. I want you to do something. I want you to stand fast, and I want you to stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free. Now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Isn't that wonderful? Where the Lord is, that's what the Bible says. There's the Spirit of liberty. For brethren, you have been called unto liberty. Only use not liberty for an occasion of the flesh, but by love serve one another. You are free. You're free in Jesus Christ. And we're going to talk about some of the things from which we are freed. What is the meaning of freedom? If you look that up in a dictionary, you're going to find probably 8 or 9 different definitions. One definition is liberty of a person from slavery, detention, or oppression. Why, surely anybody under that condition, they want to be free. They can be. And thank the Lord when it comes down to sin. You can be free from sin. In the second place, the capacity to exercise choice. Isn't it wonderful that you and I can stand up and speak for Jesus Christ in this land in which we live? And thirdly, the power to engage in certain actions without control or interference. We like that, but we can do that in Jesus Christ. Why? Because He tells us what it's all about. In Psalms 91, 14 and 15, because He hath set His love upon me, therefore will I deliver Him. I will set Him on high, because He hath known my name. Look at it. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. That's what the Lord will do for those who are in Christ Jesus. John 8, verse 31 and 32. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. That's a beautiful statement. What would make me free? I got to know the word of the Lord. I got to know the truth. What does truth do? It shall make you free. What makes us free? It's the Word of God, the truth. In John 8, verse 36, the Bible states, if the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. What? Yes, when Christ says, you have been made free in me, that indeed means that you are free. Remember the woman, the illustration over in John chapter 8, verses 1 through 12, where the Bible says the scribes and the Pharisees brought unto him a woman taken in adultery. And when they had set her in the midst, they say unto him, Master, this woman was taken in adultery. The very act. Wow. In the very act of adultery. She's been taken. She's been accused. And the Bible says, now Moses in the law commanded us that such should be stoned. But what sayest thou? This they said, tempting him that they might have to accuse him. Jesus simply did what? Stooped down with his finger wrote on the ground as though he heard them not. So when they continued asking him, he lifted up himself and he said to them, he that is without sin among you, let him cast a stone at her. What did Jesus say? All of you people out there who never sin. Yeah, all these men here who's making this charge. You do what? Pick up a stone. Stone her. And again he stooped down and wrote on the ground. And they which heard it, being convicted by their own conscience, went out one by one, beginning at the eldest even unto the last. And Jesus was left alone, and the woman standing in the midst. Here's a woman that needs to be free. Here's a woman that needs to be free from her sin of adultery. Here's a woman that can be free from her sin and adultery. Why? When Jesus, when Jesus lifted up, he said to her, woman, where are those thine accusers? And hath no man condemned thee? And she simply said this, Lord. And Jesus said unto her, what did he say? He said unto her, neither do I condemn you. I forgive you. You've been freed. But look what he says to her. Go and sin no more. What woman in her right mind would ever engage in adultery again when she'd been forgiven of it? She'd been made free of it. It'd been washed away. By whom? By Jesus Christ, our Lord. For so is the will of God, 1 Peter 2:15 through 16, that with well-doing you may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men as free, not using your liberty for a cloak of maliciousness, but as the servants of God. Know ye not that to whom you yield yourselves servants, notice what he says, servants to obey, his servants you are to whom you obey. Mark that down. We're either serving Christ, freed in Christ, liberty in Christ. Why? Because what we've done is we've changed from being a servant of sin to being a servant of righteousness. God be thanked that you were the servants of sin, but you have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you, being then made free from sin. If I could just get us all to realize, when you come to Jesus Christ and you meet his condition, you do his will, what does he do? He forgives you. And what does he do when he forgives you? He wipes it away. It's gone, never to be remembered again. Praise God that we have all been the recipients, those of us who are children of God, recipients of that freedom from sin. Being made free from sin, what do you do now? You serve the Lord Jesus Christ. In Luke 4, 18 and 19, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord, Luke 4, 18 and 19. For the law of the Spirit of life, Romans 8, verse 2, in Christ Jesus hath made me. Paul uses himself. What kind of man was he? Terrible, awful. Even calls himself the chief of sinners. Who do we want to save? Sinners that are on their way to hell, that's going to be lost forever if they're not freed from their sins in Jesus Christ. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus had made me free from the law of sin and death. Remember that beautiful verse in John 3, 16 and 17? For God so loved the world. Oh, how much did He love us? He loved every sinner. Whoever you are, wherever you are, what is our mission today? Going forth to do all that we can to deliver people from their sins. Brothers, sisters, husbands, wives, yes, grandmothers and grandfathers who are not walking in Jesus Christ, who never have obeyed the Jesus of Jesus Christ, who have never been baptized. They're still out of Christ. Where are they headed? You know where they're headed. If they die in that condition, they have no hope whatsoever. But in this life, that hope is given. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. Oh, how I want that, don't you? For God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. Where's their salvation freedom? The answer is, it's in Him. In Jesus Christ. But now being made free from sin and become the servants to God, you have your fruit unto holiness and the end, everlasting life. Romans 6, verse 2. Why do we value freedom so much? Well, we do not want to be oppressed. We do not want to be controlled. We want to exercise our choice, yes. Freedom can only be understood when we understand that from which we have been made free. Freedom does not mean complete release from restraint. If all are to be free, some restraints must be in place. In the book of Galatians, Paul calls attention to the freedom of those Christians. Some teachers were teaching that all Christians must be males, be circumcised, and obey the old law. Not so. That was settled in Acts 15, verse 10. Now therefore, why tempt you God to put a yoke upon the neck of the disciples which neither our fathers nor we were able to bear? No, the keeping of the law of Moses is not binding today. No, men in Christ are not under the law of circumcision. Why? We're under Jesus Christ. Why? Our freedom is in Christ. Galatians 5 and verse 1. Bear ye not one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke therein. In Galatians 5, 13 through 15, for brethren, you have been called unto liberty. Only use not liberty for an occasion of the flesh, but by love serve one another. For the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. But if you bite and devour one another, take heed that you be not consumed one of another. Paul said to the Romans in Romans 6, verses 6 and 7, knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. That's to whom? Those who've been made free in Jesus Christ. Free in the Lord. What is the relationship of the Christian to freedom? Number one, I've got about 3 points and the lesson will be yours. Freedom in Christ means freedom from sin. I cannot preach anything that surely ought to be a source of help to those who are sinners than to listen what God said in John 8, verse 31 and 32. Remember, as we read a few moments ago, Jesus said, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. We're born free in America to make choices. in John 8, 33 and 34, they answered him, "We be Abraham's seed, and we never under bondage to any man. How sayest thou, you shall be made free?" Jesus answered them, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin." Oh, we have to hate sin. Why? We're free. Do what? To serve Christ. When you serve Christ, you do what Christ wants you to do. Guess what? You're blessed. Can you think of one thing that Christ has taught his disciples to do that's not best for those disciples? Can you think of one thing that Christ told his disciples not to do that's not good for those who are his disciples? Then where do we submit ourselves to the law of Christ? What he says, love my brethren. Don't bite and devour one another. What is he saying? Show the world that I am who I am. Let the world know who we are. Number two, we're free in Christ from the Mosaic law. Can you imagine what a great blessing that is? In Romans 8 and verse 2, "For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus had made me free from the law of sin and death." You can't make it any clearer. You don't go back to the Old Testament, try to justify yourself in anything that you do, in worship or in life. No, you are made free in Jesus Christ. Freedom in Christ does not mean freedom from Christ. While you have people today, you'll hear them say, "Yes, he says you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. I am free." Do what? Do whatever I want to do. No, you don't. Never do you find a word in the Lord where the Bible says you can do what you want to. Let everybody worship God according to their own feelings. Let them do what they want to do, and they're going to go straight to heaven when they die. Do you find that in the Bible? No. Why? Because God is looking at your heart. He's looking at my heart. He's looking at us, and he expects us to surely do what he tells us to do. Abide. And I thought it was real interesting that Peter's called a bond servant in 2 Peter 1, verse 1. And did you know what? Paul in Titus 1, verse 1 calls himself a bond servant. And James in James 1, verse 1, to follow Jesus Christ, you are to serve Christ. Do his will. Show the world they can be the same and they can follow Jesus. Through Christ, we can be set free from the bondage of vanity. Oh, we could preach from now to the end of July the 4th, but we're not going to do it. Bondage. Bondage of pride. Look how many people in this world that are lifted up and how many Christians are. Do you want to tell you something? Our God is looking at what you do with what you have, and you're no better in the kingdom of God than anyone else. You may think you are. You're not. He has no respect to persons. Acts 10, 34 and 35. The bondage of greed. More and more. Why? You just leave it. Leave it to whom? Whomever you desire. The bondage of addiction. How many people last night got drunk? How many people last night took all kinds of pills? There is no telling how many older people, as well as young, that have an addiction. Pornography, filthy, dirty, things that corrupt the mind, that has no place with Jesus. Oh, Brandon, let me tell you, when you look at truth and we look at his will, it's not in sinful acts that are glorified among people. The bondage of gluttony, oh, Christ can make you free from that. And the bondage of simply being selfish. How selfish are we? Ah, friend, the law of Christ is made us free from that. We want to give. We live now in a place where there's several people that are homeless. The other day, Ann and I were sitting there, had the door open. And there was a young man that came to the door. And he looked at us, he was sweaty and all. And he said to me, he said, "Do you have any clothes here at the thrift store that I could have? I've only got a few dollars." I said, "Son, if you just stand there for a few minutes, I'll go get you some." And I went in there and got some T-shirts of mine and a couple of pairs of trousers. I took it back out there to him. I said, "You don't owe me anything for it. I'm just glad to do it for you." And when I told it my wife's birthday, that she was celebrating the birthday. So you know what? The chick put his head kind of over through the door there and he saw Ann. And he said to Ann, he said, "Happy birthday." And he saw that we had what he thought a whole bag of apples sitting there on the table. And he said, "Can I have an apple?" I said, "No, I can't give you an apple because they're pears." I said, "But you can sure have a pear." And just as he walked away, Ann said to me, we had four or five bananas. "Why don't you give him a banana?" I said, "I didn't think of it." I grabbed one like everything, took off after him. I said, here's your banana also. It's a good feeling to give. Let us never forget. Ah, you see, we have got to be people that are sharing, people that are on their way to heaven. And we're doing everything we possibly can to teach men and women and boys and girls about Jesus Christ. You here this morning, you're not a Christian? It's time for you to be free. It's time for you to believe with all of your heart that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. It's time for you, my friend, to make confession of your faith in Jesus Christ as you repent. It's time for you to be buried with your Lord in baptism. Here's water. What does it hinder you to be saved? What does it hinder you to be baptized? If you're here this morning, your heart's not been right with God in the way you've served Him. You can change all that today. We're here to help you and assist you. Yes, we can stand free, free in Jesus Christ. May God give us time to truly be totally dedicated to serving Him. If you're subject anyway to the gospel invitation of Jesus, won't you come now and be free in Jesus Christ? While together we stand and